the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Welcome, welcome. Once again, you're here live with the one and only, the dangerous, in your face, live in person, for real, no exaggeration, the real deal, Eric A. Sinani, Eric Andrew Sinani, in the flesh, here with you, live in person, every week, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. I'm here. Hostile Zone is here for you. Accompanying me, as usual, is the lovely Bianca C. Say hello to our crowd.
Hello, everyone. It's so good to be back again.
Thank
you for having me.
Of course. I love it. Thank you. So we are also on, we're doing something special. We're doing it live on Facebook as well at the same time. Hello, Facebook and the cameras. And hit the light on here. Let me just do a little technical fix here. And so here we are with that. And today is going to be a little less in your face today. As we know, today is 9/11. It's a very, very serious day in America. And, you know, I wanted to go over some things because it has to be talked about. But here's the thing. The thing of it is that everybody was bombarded today on a lot of networks with a lot of 9/11 coverage and you know, ringing of the bell. And I support that. I would like to post some videos or some pictures maybe. For those of you that are not aware, I myself was a 9/11 responder. I was at Ground Zero. So yes, it's an interesting to say the least day.
Wow, I can't believe it.
And that day forever changed many lives of Americans, so it doesn't make me any different or any special than any of you out there, any American out there.
I watched it. That was very touching.
Right.
The bell and all those people that they lost.
I'm going to go over that, actually. We're going to go over some stuff today that it's going to trigger some people, and I'm not trying to do that. That's not my intention today to trigger anybody, but I feel that it's necessary for us to pay tribute. So today is going to be today is a sort of unscripted, but scripted, because I know a lot, and I think we're going to have a conversation, and I want a candid conversation. That's why, you know, we're listed in a lot of places as a podcast, but we're actually a live radio TV show.
Yes, we are.
And then we're marketed with reruns as a podcast. But I did want some of our social media people to be live today. Mm-hmm. And we have some very big things coming down, and, you know, but today is just not an in your face day. So
a tribute today for 9/11?
Today is a 9/11 tribute. And I want to say it's going to be not so much a tribute. It's going to be a conversation. We're going to have a conversation. I have my actual 9/11 pin on here, and this is made of pewter.
Oh, wow. That's
so
lovely.
People that know what pewter is, it's a very different kind of metal. Mm-hmm. It's not your standard. this was given to people that were at the 9/11 first ceremony.
Right, and people can't see that's listening right now. It's the two twin towers in the background, and then in the front it has the American flag waving, and it says "United We Stand."
United We Stand, and you
that's
know,
very lovely.
We all said "United We Stand" for years, and I still believe in that, and you know, I got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. Mm-hmm. So let's keep a tally of our time. Where are we on the time? Just so I have an idea of where we are. Okay. Because again, it's not exactly scripted, and I'm wanting you to converse with me because we were in different places at that time. Oh, your sound is up.
Yes.
Or down. You know, so that no one, you know, we were in different places in our lives.
Yes.
You know, and I was in a different place in my life, and that day changed my life, and you know, in many ways, for a whole
totally different,
and it's not
and mine,
and that's not what today's you know, show is going to be about by any means. Today's show is about what I'm going to talk about, but I want to go. I don't want to mimic what we saw on this morning and on the different stations and what you're going to see tonight on stations. I'm not trying to do that, and I don't want to do that. I want to provide a conversation.
Absolutely, back we're and different. Forth. So, we're not doing anything that's
but as usual.
We're different. So,
I have my Declaration of Independence and my Constitution,
the pocketbook,
right here with me. The pocketbook.
Yes.
I have my Abraham Lincoln quote book with me, which I had a few that I made. I'm not sure where I was going to go today with it, so I kind of left it out there. And it's kind of how the moment takes me. I put together some notes. You were kind of surprised the other day when you looked at one set of notes that I did that was like way different than this, right?
Oh, it was.
I didn't even know if it was me that wrote it, right?
Oh, because it didn't look like your handwriting, and it was
neat.
Usually it's like rushed over.
Yeah,
but like
it was very, very organized. Very, very organized.
You surprised me with that.
Hey, you know, it's got to be that way. So here we are. I got my Abraham Lincoln pen, and let's talk about this. All right, let's talk about before we get into 9/11. Let's talk about before we go into our first commercial break. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what may have led up to the events of 9/11. All right, and again, I'm not trying to be the hostile today in the hostile zone. I'm not trying to attack any particular political party or any particular person in office. I'm intentionally remaining reverent at all costs. Okay. Because I have the utmost respect for both parties, Republican, Democrat, for every firefighter, for every member of the military, for every EMT and paramedic, for every member of the service, of any service that is involved, every volunteer, every paid personnel, every person of the court system, every federal agency, everybody, and the very unfortunate and sad citizens that were killed that day. I have the utmost respect, having been a responder, having served and wore multiple uniforms in my career. You know, I understand, and I'm with you today. I'm with all you guys today. We're here together as a brotherhood and sisterhood today. But today is about the show, about what led up to this. So here's an interesting piece of the fact, is that we knew that for a number of years there were problems in and I hate to say the Middle East, because we really single out a lot of people that may not really be our enemy. When we say the Middle East, it's such a broad area. So, you know, it's such a and I always point out that our Egyptian friends, Egypt is part of Africa. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I always have to throw that out there because they get lumped in to the Middle East, and that's it's a separate continent. But there was Osama bin Laden, okay, was quite frankly, he was part of Saudi royalty. I mean, that is fact. That is fact. That is known fact. Not to say that they supported him, mm-hmm. not to say they wanted him. I'm not going to get into the entire history. Everybody has a different opinion on him. The Saudi government assisted the United States, obviously. But where I'm going is that we had issues with this individual mm-hmm. and his militant group, his philosophy, the things that he stood for. We had issue with this for years. Mm-hmm. And I'm not calling out an administration of our government by any means. Okay. Because this, we've had problems everywhere in that region.
All I know is he's like really a bad
guy. Yeah. I mean, really, listen, the world is a better place today without him.
I agree.
But we had an incident, and this is an important one. Do you know about the USS Cole?
No, I don't. Explain.
The USS Cole is the United States Navy ship that was bombed in Yemen.
Okay.
Yes. And I want to say, and again, I don't have exact number because this was, again, an impromptu conversation today for the show, but 17 or more U.S. service members died in that incident, and then countless others were injured. And I know New Jersey suffered casualties that were aboard that ship at that time in Yemen. The United States Navy brought that ship to Yemen as a sign of international peace because they were purchasing fuel from another nation. And this was like an opportunity to have international relations to, that whole, build a relationship.
Okay.
That ship was bombed. It suffered severe damage, but to the credit of our United States Navy and the personnel on board, life-saving people, wonderful people, did an outstanding job at protecting and keeping their ship alive and their fellow brothers and sisters alive. Bravo Zulu to you guys on that one. And now that ship, I'm proud to say, I know the United States, that ship went back on the water. That ship went back on the water and went back on the water at a very interesting time too after that. And played some significant roles in the upcoming discussion of American foreign affairs. So with that conversation at hand, we also knew that there were terrorist camps being organized and built in the country of Afghanistan.
Oh my goodness.
We knew this because of the Clinton administration identified this to the goodwill of President Clinton, identified this, and he did launch missiles. I don't know the specifics because it was before my time, and it was not a classification that I aged to even know. And even when I did have any levels of knowledge, it's nothing that I particularly went and found out much. But there was strikes taken on Afghanistan under the Clinton administration to not to engage in a war, but to prevent a war.
Right.
He didn't want us to have a national war. Nobody wanted this. This is not what anybody wanted.
And what's sad is, am I correct on this, during those camps for to build their army, wasn't there like little children too that they gave the guns?
Yes, and there's some terrible videos of that.
It's ridiculous. And am I right about that?
Yes, you're very right. And that kind of segues, and I don't want to go off on a tangent, but that kind of segues into our conversation previously about human trafficking. Because, they forced these children into this. And then when if they're born there, they have no other choice, because what life are they going to live? If you're not going to do this, who's going to protect you? You know, you have no, your choices are very limited. Again, love our freedom in this country.
I feel like they brainwashed those children until they grew up.
They brainwashed them. Whether they want to be brainwashed or not, they're brainwashed because they want to not be dead. They see other people being beheaded. You know, speaking of that, I'm going to remind me to get to, I'm going to bring something else up. I'm writing something down, everybody, because
it's a good thing. If you always have something, an idea, always write it down, because you never know.
I can get to it.
Idea might pass you by.
And I want to bring it up. That's why I did it.
Change your life. If you didn't write
absolutely. If it's not written down, it didn't happen, especially in the government. Yes. I wrote this down because it made me think of something else I wanted to add to today's notes.
And what's that?
I'm going to get there. It's on the line. But I think we're going to, before we get into some seriousness, we're going to, and I get into the formal part of what we're going to talk about, I think, and we're going to go back a little historically. Let's go to a commercial break, all right? Don't go anywhere. It's 9/11. The hostile zone is here. Eric A. Sinati hears you. Eric A. Sinati speaking to you. Your country hears you. And the world needs to hear all of us. Semi a little bit of a quote from a former president. And I didn't mean to do that, but I guess it was that good. But please come back after the break. Let's have a conversation.
Use your voice. Sinati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice, Sinati hears you, use your voice.
I am Eric A. Sinati. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice. Sinati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sinati hears you. Use your voice.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to Hostile Zone. If you heard a little background talk, that's because we have more cameras running for live feeds. It's an important day. So I didn't mean to almost quote a former president, but I meant when the whole world needs to hear us, not just because America was attacked. The whole world was attacked today, and I'm going to actually discuss that today. I'm going to get that, America changed. And we're going to talk about a lot of America's change, and you have, if you think of stuff here that you want to, there's a pen for you.
Oh, thank you.
So things that changed. So let's get reverent here for a minute again. So 9/11 was September 11th, 2001. Here we are, September 11th, 2023. So I just think to myself, before we get into the timeline and some specifics, that think about it. Somebody is 22 years old or younger. This is like Pearl Harbor to us.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Good. This is like Pearl Harbor to us.
Never thought of it that way.
Yeah. They don't know. And even, I mean, honestly, they'd have to be even, I mean, that's saying they're 1 year old if they were 22 and younger. So it's just mind boggling to me, having been there myself. I remember even, my mom was kind of taken back because we couldn't use, cell phones were not very good at the time. and government and no nobody yeah. yeah government we had them and I you know you couldn't get through but I was able to use our phone system that we had which was a special phone system that we used at that time and I was able to get through to her and she heard sirens and she was kind of surprised and I said I'm actually on I was on the George Washington Bridge at that time. And that's about as much as I'm going to get into to that story because that's not where I'm going today with that. But reason I said that is not because of me being there or any of that sense, you know, on the phone with her. And I had even with the windows up, she can hear us plowing through the traffic with the sirens, et cetera. But that's not the point. My point was that I lived that and somebody 22 years or even 23 or younger, they don't know about any of that, you know? So
they don't know how the world was before that time, you know?
If you knew what it was like to go to an airport,
it was not
prior to that time. I mean, it's just amazing. So let me get into what I have prepared for today.
Sure.
And let's just go with it.
All right, let's go with the flow today.
We're going to go with the flow. And I'm going to stop somewhere in the middle. And you said there was a instead of your normal weekly verse from songs, you were going to sing a short little song.
I felt like classical.
Right. So we'll do that. I'll let you know when I think that would be appropriate. I'm looking down at my notes here. Viewer advisement at this point, okay? Number one. I don't want to trigger anybody. This is not what my intentions are. That's not what my intentions are. I'm not. And if I do, I apologize. That's not what I'm doing. I'm not going to get political. I'm not giving any opinion. I'm not discussing anything but fact. And if I make a mistake on a fact and I'm off by a number or a millisecond or something, it was my fault. Nobody else's fault. Nobody on the team's fault. I will take 100% responsibility for every word that comes out of my mouth from the things I'm about to talk about. This is my research, my information that is out there. And then the things that I talk about are personal and what I think about it. And I take full responsibility for that. You have no knowledge. You didn't even see these notes.
No, I didn't. No.
But I for those that are watching on the different channel networks that are watching us live or listening to us or will watch us later in a video or in podcast form in one of the other networks. If I'm looking down, I'm looking at my notes, okay? September 11th, 2001, okay? 8:46 a.m., 8:46 a.m. Flight 93 flew directly into the World Trade Center North Tower. Flight 93 at a high speed flew directly into the North Tower, somewhere between the 93rd floor and the 99th floor.
Okay.
Of the Northern Tower.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a large span. For those of you that don't know, there were 110 floors
right.
in the North and South Tower. Okay. So at 8:46 a.m., flight 93, 8:46 a.m., September 11th, 2001, flight 93. Flew with all those people inside into a building with a lot of people working, and they didn't know. And this was the first maneuver that occurred that anybody knew that was happening, 93rd and the 99th floor. All I can say is, I can't imagine what it was like to be in that building. But keep in mind, what would it have been like even worse to have been in the 101st, 102nd, 103rd, all the way up to the 110th floor, when there was absolutely no possible way for you to ever get out of that building. We have no fire apparatus, no fire trucks that could get that high, no ladders. How many? What were they going to do? One helicopter? And there was a helicopter, actually, from, I don't know if it was, I don't remember. I don't want to quote, but there was footage of a helicopter, and they wanted to help, but they couldn't. They couldn't even get that close because of the smoke and the heat. That was at 8:46 a.m. Oh, my, that's fine.
Okay.
Then,
yeah.
Yes, the world was, what people were like, what happened? Now, I'm going to go into where me for a moment. People were like, what happened? Did somebody crash into the, like, what happened? Was it the weather? Was it, I remember it was actually a very, very nice day. I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing specifically at that moment, with whom I was with.
Mm-hmm.
I was not very far from there. I could see that building prior to it being hit.
Could you?
Yes, okay. I could see it from where I was. Yeah. I did. Yes, I could see it from my window.
Oh, wow.
And I ultimately saw it up close later that day. So those people were unwittingly victims of a tragedy. That was at 8:46 a.m. Yeah. At 9:03 a.m.
Okay.
Flight 175, 9:03 a.m., flight 175, loaded with passengers. I'm not including hijackers, okay? I'm not even going to talk about you. I'm not going to name your names. I'm not including you in any numbers or statistics, okay? I'm not going to mention your names. I'm not going to give you anything that you thought you were going to get.
Right.
And I'm not, any of your supporters, I'm not giving them anything, okay?
Yeah, they shouldn't.
At 9:03, flight 175 crashed into the South Tower, okay? On my shirt, there's the two towers. You had your main two towers, the North and the South Tower. At 9:03 a.m., flight 175 crashed into the South Tower. That flight crashed in between approximately the 77th floor and the 85th to 88th floor, roughly somewhere in there. Again, these planes too, and this is what I'm going to break off the timeline for a second.
Okay.
Both, you have people above those floors.
Okay.
Okay, and you have people below those floors. I want to also note, again, this is all me coming from information that is public information that I know for information that I saw. So if I talk about things, I talk about things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And some people may not agree. And honestly, that's fine. Conspiracy theories are out there. I'm not a conspiracy theorist and I'm not going to entertain that. So please don't call us. Okay. I'm not interested in taking your phone call production. Please don't take any phone calls from any conspiracy theorists right now, okay?
Right.
I'm not going to be returning any of your emails either, okay? That's not what the purpose of today's show is.
Okay.
They went into the 77th to the 85th to 88th floor or so. You know, these planes were fully loaded with fuel, okay? Jet fuel.
Probably.
But they knew that they was mm-hmm. these planes were picked because they were going to fly. Now, here's another interesting personal note, okay, that a lot of people don't know about me.
Okay, what's that?
For my job, I was on that flight 1 week prior to this.
Okay.
And there was a lot of government personnel on one of these flights a week prior.
Okay.
And we didn't realize that. Don't do it. And we didn't realize that. And
I was grabbing my drink.
Okay. And when it did come up, I was the younger. I was the very younger of the group. And it hit me. Because the flight attendants and the pilots And don't read my notes yet, because I want you to be impacted. I want the camera to see the impact of what we're talking about.
Okay.
And so it's really not. It's not like I'm not trying to make a joke here. I'm gonna call off some stuff here.
You got it.
So and again, it's not about me, but I was on that flight 1 week prior, on government business, on government travel. Now, there was some speculation that there was actually going to be maybe that particular flight they wanted to do. And there was some logistical reasoning that they could not get to that flight. I don't know. I can't speculate. And then there are things I just can't talk about. But I can tell you that I was on that flight. I have my ticket still. And you know what else I can tell you? I watched, because at the time they showed, I don't think we had the individual movie things. It was like the big one for the whole row.
Okay.
I watched Shrek, which was that is embroiled in my brain forever. Because I mentioned to somebody at work after, and they said, we'll never discuss that we were all on that flight.
Oh.
Because those people, the flight attendants and those people that were with us on that flight, they fly those flights every day. So none of those people are not here. You need to keep that out. Okay. None of them are here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we flew on that flight. So on that note, let's take a break and come back. And I'm going to move into some additional information. But let's let that marinate, that those people aren't here. Okay. Again, I'm not trying to trigger anybody. Okay. Eric Sinatti's here with you, the Hostile Zone. Please come back. We're here for you.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice,
use your voice, the naughty hears you. This is Eric A. Sinatti. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sinatti is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the Hostile Zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse of public dollars, and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their life. We're going to pull it back. We're going to show you who they are, and we're going to call them out in the Hostile Zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Thank you for coming back. My Facebook people, thank you for sticking along. And the show, everybody else, as we're moving along and we're going down the effects and the timeline of the events of that day. And another point that I think needs to be probably discussed, and again, this is where conspiracy theorists come into play, and I'm not one of them, and I don't want to do that, but these particular aircraft managed to be loaded with fuel. And if anybody knows anything about jet fuel, then they would know that it burns extremely hot. It has a very, very, very strong vaporization. It just has much different chemical makeup than regular gasoline or diesel fuel. So I just want you to do that. Again, I'm not trying to trigger anybody, but I want you to imagine these two gigantic planes, jets that are going to travel across country. Look in the sky. You see them loaded with fuel, enough to fly 5 hours across the country. So it's a lot of fuel. Crashes into a building. It explodes. Not all that fuel explodes right away. Fact is, a lot of that fuel immediately went and pour down elevator shafts. So that then ignited people and just did some horrific damage. I'm not going to get into the specifics on that. Conspiracy theorists have what they want to say about that. Okay, so that was at 903 Flight 175 coming into the South Tower between the 77th floor approximately and the 85th to 88th floor. Now, at 9:37 a.m., at 9:37 a.m., Flight 77, at 9:37 a.m., Flight 77 directly flew and impacted into the Pentagon, the United States Pentagon in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. Let me shake and everything. The District of Columbia, our capital, our nation's capital, was rocked. New York City was rocked, our nation's capital. The brain and logistics of our entire national defense, of our entire military, our defense, our Homeland Security didn't exist yet per se. It didn't exist by title. This is the brainchild of these agencies, was struck again with a jetliner with innocent people in it. People like your parents, my parents, your neighbor, your teacher, your friend. A lot of people. Think about that, okay? 23 years later, these family members are still alive. Think about that when you're standing out there and you want to burn the flag or you want to say something negative about your country, because some people easily forget. So many people burnt up on that incident at the Pentagon. I personally know of people that were in that building. I know of people and some of the heroic things that were done there at that building at that time. I saw pictures. I was there not too long after I saw the damage that was done and what occurred. This is a very sad and reverent moment. Innocent people alive, died, and innocent lives were destroyed, souls. Where no matter what your faith is, whatever your religious belief is, whatever your feeling is on the sanctity of human life, people were destroyed and perished. For what? I don't know. And again, I'm not going to get political. It's just, I want you to understand. That was at 9:37. Then I'm not going to get too much more timeline, but I'm going to get into another important one. At 10:03 a.m. At 10:03 a.m. Flight 73. Might be a typo there. 73 into Shanksville, Pennsylvania, was driven into the ground at a ridiculous speed. At a ridiculous speed, that the sound, if was that opened, would be far reaching. So I couldn't imagine what that sound would be like, to be anywhere near that, or what that would have looked like. Now, there was talks about planes flying in the sky around. The FAA at that time, the Federal Aviation Administration, had declared a crisis, and they were not sure. They had already grounded all the aircraft in the United States at this point. And anybody that was up was considered to be hostile or otherwise or something. So there was planes asked that were on their way to land. Could they take a flyby and look and see? Because this plane disappeared off radar. Flight. So Okay, that's where it's in Shanksville. It's a memorial site as well. There's some audio tape and phone conversations about that. Again, if I screw up a number or two, it's because there's so much information here and I have so much more information to get to you. So I apologize if I did screw up, because I'm going to read off a lot more numbers. So with that said, now that we've read through the basic timeline, 8:46 a.m., initial attack. 9:03, secondary attack. 9:37, third attack. 10:03 a.m., an attempt of attack, and according to all witness statements and the 9/11 Commission and everybody that has done their due diligence investigation, the people on that plane helped take that plane back, because that plane had made a turn and was heading its way back into potentially Virginia or Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. So that area in Shanksville, I have had the honor as well to be there. And I have seen they have not, the whole place is a grave. There's fences. You can't walk out there because you can't, you can't find everything. People hit the ground and just evaporated. So that's the timeline. So, Miss Bianca, I know you're standing there. You needed a moment. Would you like to come back in for the next part? Come back in. Yep. She didn't. She was standing there. She needed it to take a break for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. So no
spoilers. Hello.
All right. So the next part, I'm going to talk about some more numbers. Okay. The numbers originally stated on September 11th, 2001, okay, there would be 2,603 people perished on that day. 2,603 Americans and international people, military, civilians, fire, EMS. I'm going to break it all down to you. I'm going to break it down to you, everybody. And then in 2007, the medical examiner's office didn't just realize, they knew. And we're going to say total souls lost. The total souls was changed. Let me get a little water here. The total souls in 2007 attributed, now the total souls, the total death number was now changed from 2,603 to 2,996 souls, people. Because of all of the people that had major illnesses and debilitating problems and were exposed to carcinogens, chemicals, carcinogens, and just all kinds of stuff. We don't need to get into details on that. Most people didn't know that those numbers changed. And the numbers still change. So I want just you to know that that's the number that I was reading most recently. There's still debate and question on the numbers. So again, these are my statistics that I'm coming up with. I'm not asking anybody to correct me, and I'm not saying that it's not the possibility that I'm incorrect.
Right.
I'm being reverent in every possible way. So I want to make sure that everybody understands that that is where I'm coming from here. Out of that 2,996 total deaths, total souls, 2,186 of them were civilians, regular Americans, regular Americans. Okay. We're running into a time crunch here, so I'm going to read off numbers more quickly. There was 2,996. There was 8 EMTs and paramedics from hospital units that perished. 343 members of the FDNY, Fire Department of New York. 71 law enforcement officers, 23 of which were NYPD. 37 were Port Authority police officers. 4 were New York State tax enforcement agents. 3 were New York State court officers. 1 was an FBI member. 1 was a fire marshal with law enforcement authority. 1 member of the Secret Service. And 1 member of the New York City Fire Patrol, which was a former agency that was disbanded on the 15th of October in 2006. They were a part of handling and assisting with the fire department in salvage operations. Not added to the list was a bomb dog known as Cyrus. Aww. That is not listed on there. I'm going to table my next section for next week to come back. So we can move on to, you're just going to go, just do the close out Ave Marie and then a no national Ave Marie and then
okay.
So we're going to close it out with two songs and we're just going to close it out reverently. Please come back next week. I'm not going to speak again after this. Please come back. Thank you. My Facebook people, we're going to talk to you for a few minutes after, if you like. And be here next week. I'm going to talk about the repercussions and the follow-through of what has occurred since then, because we ran out of time today. Mm-hmm. Take it away.